Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Rockcast. It's Jordan Budd here for another episode of Tipsy Tuesday. The date today is January 28th. So I just got back from the Sheep Show. We did a couple of episodes there with some people. We did one with a company called Ridgeline Knives. The guy's name is Zach Waddle, and I had him hop on, and we talked about just kind of knives in general. Different steel options and kind of how to maintain your knife and things like that. So that'll be coming up here in the coming weeks. And then the latest episode we did was with Frank Peralta with Kafaru International. Super quick episodes. Both those are super quick episodes. And he basically just went over what's kind of new for Kafaru, what's coming down the line, and also just answers some questions that people asked on the forums. So that's already up. That went up last Saturday. So just kind of some housekeeping, important notes, things like that. Film contest is ending super soon. So the 31st will be your last day to enter the film contest. So if you want to do that or you're planning to do that, just make sure you have an email shot to me with the link by January 31st and you'll be entered. We're up to, I think, total we're going to end up with probably 12-ish videos, so it's pretty cool to see people engaging in that. And there's also on the forums, there's some new rules regarding the classified section. So an issue that we've been having with people just on the forums is they know that the classifieds are lit, I guess, and they're very good. So a lot of people have been hopping on only to sell their things. And then there's already a rule in place that you have to have 10 posts. Just posts. Like, it could be, you know, comments, asking, you know, it could be asking a question. It could be answering a question. Anything like that. It's super simple. It's only 10 posts. You don't have to actually start a post 10 times. All you have to do is just reply to it. So 10 times, and then that'll give you access to the classifieds. But there's some people that's been abusing that. So what Ryan ended up coming up with is if you want to skip the 10 post deal, you can pay $50 and that'll give you access into the classifieds. So just a couple of rules. Like I said before, before you can post you in the classifieds, you have to have 10 posts and then you have to be a member for over a week as well. And basically if you break the rules, we're going to ban you pretty quick. Hunting related items only. You must be a sponsor if you want to wholesale things, including hunts and items from your store. So if you own a pro shop and you're trying to sell things on the classified from your pro shop and we catch you, you'll get banned probably. And then same thing like with hunts. If you're an outfitter and you're trying to sell hunts, it's the same thing. We're probably going to talk to you or whatever. But if you want to sponsor Rockside, contact Robbie at rockslide.com and he'll get you set up and then you'll be squared away. And so, yeah, you can now bypass that rule. Well, the 10 post rule, you can bypass it by paying $50. And I'll have the link in the description. You can go look through the whole entire classified rules and there'll be a link going to where you can pay that $50 and it'll bypass the whole thing. So new Rockslide articles, Spartan Precision Multi-Tool that was reviewed. It's a very interesting piece in just another way that, you know, Mr. G and everybody at Spartan kind of thinks outside the box and comes up with things that have multi-uses. So go check that out. Mesa Precision Crux Titanium Carbon Hunter Rifle Review. That's also up. The Kryptek Aegis and the Nord Review by Jared Blumgren's up as well. I don't know if I'm saying those right. They're hard to pronounce, but those two are up on the Rockside forums. Everything's linked in the description, so you can just hop right over to it and check them out. Some hot forum threads, probably the biggest one, I think right now, is go vote for the best whitetail photo. It's open to voting right now, but it ends super soon. But it's open right now for members only, of course. Just go to the whitetail section, and up at the very top, like in this what we call the sticky section, there will be a thread that says vote, you know, member vote for your best, the best whitetail photo. There's some awesome ones in there. And that should be good. And then another thing coming from Cameraland, which they're a Rockside sponsor as well. They deal cameras, obviously, and then optics as well. And they're at the SHOT Show. The SHOT Show's wrapped up, but they were at the SHOT Show, and they did daily reports of the SHOT Show. Some people they talked to, new items coming out, kind of what they think, and I think that they're going to start carrying all that stuff too, obviously. So I'll have a link in the description as well, but it was super cool to be able to see that there was like the most thorough reviews of the SHOT Show that I could find, and it's super cool because it's from a sponsor, so you can go check that out. And Cameraland offers a discount to Rockside members, but you have to call in and talk to them. You can shoot them a PM, but they're going to want you to call in and talk to them, and they'll set you up, which is super cool. So go check them out. And some new products coming out. I got an email that said Kuyu has a new solid color of olive. So that's just something there if you're a Kuyu person. And then something I saw on the Cameraland thread is Leica came out with a couple new optics. They came out with the Geovid3200.com, which is going to be their rangefinding binoculars, and a 3200.com, so that's going to be like their .com rangefinder that they released last year that's going to basically talk to your phone and be able to do all the ballistic stuff. And then they also came out with another rangefinder, the 3500.com. So the .com series is going to be able to do the ballistic stuff. There has been a review on that already that I will link to on the Rockside page, so you can kind of see what that's all about. And new news coming up. One big thing, Wyoming non-resident elk draw applications ends the 31st of this month. So we got our cow tags in. Hopefully we'll draw again. But the 31st is when that ends. You have non-residents, you have until March 2nd for moose, bighorn, and mountain goat. And then the Wyoming deer and antelope deadline is March 1st, and that is the same date that the resident elk applications are due. So there's a few different dates on there. It's a little bit confusing. And also coming right up is Arizona elk and antelope apps are going to end February 11th. So that's coming up pretty soon too. I'll try to keep you guys kind of updated on that, like on the other states as they come through. But those are kind of the two that are coming right up. So moving on to some news. Idaho Game and Fish killed over 200 elk for a depredation study last year. And basically what they're doing is they're trying to drive elk herds out of private property. So that's what they're doing. There's already been they classified it as they use sharpshooters, and there's already been a thread started over on the Rockside forums about that. So if you want to kind of see what other people's takes are on it, you can go over and check that out. Also, Montana announced that they're going to have two changes for the 2020 season. And I know that they've been getting some blowback on this already, but this is something that we already do in Nebraska, and it's not a big deal. It's actually pretty handy. So what they're doing is you're going to be able to apply online for licenses and permits March 1st, but then you can print them out at home. So instead of having to wait for them to send you, I think Montana's were green, like the nice little licensing, like the smaller squared licensing with like on a special, like the glossy paper, you're just going to be able to print it out at home, which that's something we already do in Nebraska. It's really simple and I like it. So you're going to be able to print them out online at home. So then it's going to be like just a straight up, it's going to be your license is going to be formatted to the size of a paper, which is, I don't know, 8.5 by 11 or whatever it is. But you're also going to be able to have licenses electronically on your phone in the field. But the kicker to that is if you kill, you're going to need to print a carcass tag anyways to attach to the animal. So I don't know. I would just rather have them both ways, I guess. Have it on your phone just in case. But you're going to need to print one out anyways. But seriously, printing out at home is really easy, and it's nice because you don't have to wait and worry about something getting lost in the mail. You can just print it out. So moving on to our hot minute, I talked to Matt Cashel the other day. We were actually going over the altitude line, and he brought up a really cool point about why he likes wearing solids. And so I'm just going to turn it over to Matt, and just Matt Cashel. He's a writer on the site. He's been on the podcast a couple of times talking about optics. That was one of our first episodes we did was with Matt, just kind of talking about optics. He's kind of our optics guru on Rockslide. And then he also ran the altitude line. So we've already came out with that podcast, but there was something he said within the podcast that was pretty cool. So I'm just going to turn it over to that. So this is really interesting. Matt and I were just talking about, you know, camo patterns versus not camo patterns. And, you know, a lot of people like solid patterns because they can just use them for every day. But, you know, Matt took it a step further to like a really kind of important point is he was talking about during bear season in the spring, he likes to wear the solid color so he can find the ticks on them. Can you kind of go further on that, Matt? That's really interesting.
Yeah, Jordan. When I'm in the springtime and I'm picking up sheds or hunting bears, in my area, Montana, ticks are thick. So they're just part of life in the springtime in the Bitterroot. And then also over in Idaho, when I'm hunting bears over there with Ryan and the guys at Rockslide Bear Camp, I always go in like light colored solids because it's just way easier to see those ticks. And, you know, ticks are in our areas are, they're either red if they're female or they're like spotted gray if they're male, and you can see them so easy on a just like a light solid tan or gray background. So I have a whole line of clothes that are either hunting company clothes or even just like mountaineering style clothes that are solids, and that's what I use in the springtime so I can pick those things off before they get in and get to me.
Man, that is interesting and something I would have never thought of, but that definitely sheds light, I think, on why more companies should offer solid colors in a lot of their clothing for not only so you can wear them just around town and not have camouflage on all the time, but yeah, for that's crazy.
Yeah, sometimes camo is a detriment when you're hunting. It's pretty hard to find those little ticks on your camo clothes.
All right, so super cool little tidbit there from Matt Cashel. Some upcoming episodes. We're going to do some more and new product reviews from companies at the shows. So coming up, what we're going to go to is the Western Hunt Expo in Salt Lake City. We have quite a number of, even Rockslide sponsors and even a couple of just companies that are coming out with some new cool stuff that we're going to sit down with and just talk about their new stuff. We're pretty proud of the fact that on the podcast, we don't have companies on just to, you know, talk about how cool their line is and kind of that stuff. There's just enough of that out there already. Our deal is we want to have people on that have used the product and use the products and maybe the whole line as a whole and talk about it like that, where you can get the bad as well, you know, as the good. So the good, bad, and the ugly, right? So, but with that, we also want to be ahead of the curve when it comes to new products. So we will be having actual people from the company on the podcast during the shows, but we're only going to talk about the new thing that they're coming out with, the new stuff they're coming out with, and maybe, you know, their target audience, why they came out with it. And with that, we're starting threads on the forum so people can ask questions. So just like the latest Kafaru podcast with Frank, I started a thread on the Rockslide forums. I just said, hey, questions for Kafaru for the podcast. They listed questions. I wrote them down, and then Frank and I went over them. So if you have a specific question, this is a really good way to get it answered. So just kind of be on the lookout for that. The expo, I think we're going to end up leaving on the 12th of February. So you still got plenty of time. There's a couple weeks there that you can get your questions. You can DM them to me if you want to do that on Instagram, Facebook, however you feel. Jordan@rockslide.com is my email, so you can shoot them over that way, and we'll try to get them answered as good as we can. And then kind of outside of that, also with Matt Cashel, we recorded a podcast on just rangefinding binoculars and kind of our take on rangefinding binoculars. And then Matt's used like all of them under the sun. So he talks about those. And then I also got my friend Abby Lara on to talk about high altitude sickness, prevention, medications, things like that. And she was already over on the Kefaru cast talking about it when Frank almost died. And she kind of gave her take there, but we took a little bit different approach to it. So I think it'll still be beneficial to everybody, especially if you haven't been in high altitudes, things like that. So good stuff coming up. Just the biggest thing is if you have any questions for companies that are coming out with new stuff, send me a message. And if we're not doing a podcast with them, I'll try to get them on. These are going to be short podcasts. I mean, 12, 15 minutes at the most is what they have been anyways. And yeah, it's going to be fun seeing what's coming out new here. So thanks again for all the support for Rockcast. It's been great, and we're looking forward to a good 2020 with a lot of episodes coming your way. Thanks, everyone.